brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Rick and Brad Radio.
Well, Louis Anderson is having a moment. Look at this, the comeback of the year. He's the comeback kid. We've known and loved Louis Anderson for years. He's got a new comedy special that's going to be released by Comedy Dynamics. It's actually out. It's called Big Underwear. And he's got a new book that's coming out called Hey Mom. And you could also get it online and in stores. And Louis, I saw you on Real Time with Bill Maher the other night.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I haven't seen Bill in a long time. We've been friends forever. And, it was really great. It was just the best. And I had fun. You know, I'm usually not that kind of guy who goes on those kind of shows.
Right.
But, you know, it worked out. I said, you know, my piece. And but, you know, when you go on those shows, you never know. In the next minute, people could be so mad at you.
Absolutely. Especially now. Like 10 years ago, you could kind of do it and have an opposing viewpoint, and people would look, we say, I might not agree with you, but okay, that's fine. But now there's this animosity that I've never seen before. It's crazy.
Yeah, isn't it like the craziest thing? Like, you just go, oh God, what are you so mad about? Jeez, can I have an opinion? It is a free country.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not that bothered by, I mean, there are things that I don't like, but I'm not that bothered by somebody if they're convicted in their opinion. That's fine. I wanted to tell you, though,
I'd rather know. I'd like to know where people stand.
Sure.
I don't mind.
Sure. It sort of made me sad hearing you talk about your book. And I want to tell you what I mean. And I think you'll understand. But I have a sympathy. It sort of ties into the political thing. I have a soft spot for people that have had challenges of any sort, whatever they may be. They may be self-inflicted. They may not be. They may be things that just come inherently in who they are. And a lot of them I do. I mean, I have more of an empathetic streak for people that didn't make a choice to be who they are and they're ostracized because of it. And you talking about your parents and the difficulty you had as a child really made me sad, because I think about like the things that people struggle with. And, you know, listen, I'm far from perfect, but I was a straight, white, Christian male, and my childhood was tough. And so I can't imagine when you throw in issues of parental, abuse or whatever you want to call it, being an overweight kid. I don't know when you discovered your sexuality, but dealing with that is like, it gave me this moment of like, God, I feel so bad for little Louie. And the things that you had to go through. And I'm assuming that's part of what you talk about in this book.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I talk about, you know, stuff that's going on. And this book really was a way for me, you know, because I am hoping that there's a great beyond. And my mom's in there. And my dad, I don't know if he can make it or not. He's such a jerk. But I am hoping that she is there and she's holding court and she's doing her thing. And I'm hoping that she even had something to do with me becoming a woman on the show Basket.
Yeah, I want to talk about that,
Zach
too.
Playing Zach Galifianakis' mom. And so I get to do all that stuff, and I get to have some fun, and I get to reminisce. And it was a chance for me to kind of reach out and say to my mom, hey, Mom, I miss you. I love you. And here's what's going on in my life. Here's what Twitter is, you know,
right.
here's what Facebook is, here's what all these things are, and here's your son, the person that you took the time with, and I appreciate it, and I'm sorry I didn't appreciate it more when I was growing up, and I'm sorry you had to put up with that. And I think that, you know, the book for me was a very big cleanse in my life of talking about stuff that I thought would really be great and helpful and loving and
Yeah, maybe I'm being too much of a pessimist about it, because hearing you talk about the book really is a love letter to your mom in a way. I'm being pessimistic.
It's more positive than it is sad.
Well, but here's my point: is that your mom was such a saint in your life that instead of thinking about the difficulties that you had, you were lucky that you had that, because there are other kids that aren't lucky enough to have this protector. I mean, you talked on Real Time about how she would protect you when your dad would be difficult. And so maybe I should look at it the other way and think, God, what a lucky guy he was to have that mom.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a lucky person. I've always, you know, people have always laughed when I talked. And so I became a comedian. I gave up on trying to be anything else, because every time I would talk, they would laugh. And I go, I'm being serious. And then they would laugh. And then they'd laugh more. And then I just said, I got into this comedy thing, honestly, on a dare. My friend dared me to go on stage, and I did. And this is my 40th year. And
wow.
What I've tried to do with my life is, in those 40 years, share what I'm going through and how it feels. And, you know, I've been really fortunate, and I'm having a blast getting this book out, you know, for Mother's Day, because I just want people to reconnect with, if their parents are still around, maybe they could reconnect, and maybe their relationship with them could improve as a friend.
Yeah, that's really a nice sentiment. We're talking to Louis Anderson. The book is called Hey Mom, which is in stores now. The special is Big Underwear, and then Louis mentioned that he plays Zach Galifianakis's mom on the show Baskets. And I've always been curious. I've not spoken to you since you got this role. How did they approach you and say, we want you to play a lady? It's not a transgender thing. Like, it's nothing except Louis is playing a woman. The character is a woman. She's the mother of Zach's character and his brother. Like, how do they pitch that to you when they come with the idea?
They said, we want you to play a part on Zach's sitcom. I go, yeah, great. They said, we want you to play Zach's mom. And I go, I'll do it. because I've been doing my mom's voice in my act for years. And so, and she was, you know, I had in the cartoon, Edie McClurg played my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so it was really good. It was really, really exciting. And I didn't know exactly how I was going to play it. But once I started playing it, I said, I am going to play it as a real person.
Yeah, it's almost shocking in the beginning. It's almost shocking in the beginning because you see a man playing the role of a woman and you expect it to be one thing, but it's played very straight. Like, it's not a gag. It is you playing his mother. It's really kind of genius that they thought of doing it that way.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I wish I could say I knew... I wish I could say I knew what was happening to me when I got up there and did it. You know,
right.
I just try to make Louis Anderson disappear, and that's, you know, that's my whole goal.
Well,
that's
really
my whole goal in life.
It's really great. I think Zach is brilliant, and I really, the show is great. It's got his sensibility, and I think you're great on it. And it's good to get to talk to you again. And you've turned me around on this. I'm gonna be optimistic when I think about you and think, God, he's got it so great now, and he had this saint of a mother. I shouldn't focus on his difficulties as a little guy.
Yeah, and I made it through, and I'm here, and I want people to know I am happy. So thank you so much for that.
Best of luck, Louis. It's good to talk to you again.
All right. Likewise.
It's Louis Anderson. The book is called Hey Mom. It's in stores now. The comedy special is called Big Underwear. It's available now. And, of course, you can see him on Baskets playing Zach Galifianakis' mom. It's Rick and Brad Radio. We'll be back in just a minute on The Cat.
The Rick and Brad Show.
K-A-T-T. The Cat.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.